Now we look at the managing recruitment and trained manpower. As we know that every travel agency, tour operator, their asset, their strength is in manpower. The more qualified, skilled manpower you have, you are more successful. Because we all know that travel agents and tour operator don't have anything as an investment on a large scale like a machinery or investment in heavy infrastructure. So the objective and characteristic of manpower recruitment are the same in tourism as in any organization. Of course, other things will be looked into, for example, but each business has its features and characteristics. Hence, certain modification in recruitment procedure must be required to suit these peculiar characteristics for tour operation. And what is required for a tour operator? As we all know, a wonderful communication skill, wonderful tourism geography, knowledge, and well-informed and updated information. Okay, excuse me. So yes, again, going further into that, during the recruitment, so if a travel agency or a tour operator is employing and they say we are hiring, so in that, what care they have to take is during the recruitment and selection procedure of personnel for your tour operation business, optimum care and caution should be taken because this business needs a highly professional approach for providing quality services. And mostly what they look into first thing is passion for travel. Of course, not someone saying, I would like to join because I love travel. That's not a passion. That's some sort of greed into an employee that I would get an opportunity to travel. No, I have passion for travel. And if that's an answer to a particular question that could be tossed, in hiring a professional staff for a travel and tour operation, that can be taken as a positive point. Yes, that I have a passion for travel. Because with that passionate approach, you can always provide wonderful service. If you have passion to travel abroad, because you will get an opportunity to travel abroad, is not necessarily reflecting that you have the professionalism. You are just looking into because you find it, yes, that's my gateway. If I enter a travel agency, yes, that would come at some stage, but that could not be taken as a very positive step that many employers look at. If you say that I have passion for travel, my tourism geography is wonderful. I have learned a lot on tourism geography. I know different connectivities. I know different linkage. That is a positive sign. So yes, it has a very, in selection procedure of personnel for travel and tourism, you have to take optimum care. Because you cannot bring in passion into someone by hiring. The passion is inbuilt into someone. You can create and train and make them skill, but you cannot bring in interest. So tourism is certain thing which you need to have a passion for it. So you need a professional approach for providing quality service. The more you are passionate, the more you are well-read, the more staff that is heavily understanding the international travel pattern would be able to offer quality services. Yes. In your tour operation business, therefore, you have to do certain preparation for recruitment. Now we're looking into what HR could possibly do. And we are looking into, you think of inviting people to apply for a job, you have to decide what type of a person are to be invited and what would be their characteristic. Say, for example, you should outline job specification for each position being created and fill in the organization. This may include variation in physical specification, mental levels, emotional and behavioral outlook, and so on. So as you can see, these are possibly what any HR would look into hiring a particular staff, but more care is taken into professionalism and the passion for travel and tourism. Because the passionate staff would always deliver a quality service. Job specification may vary according to the area of operation. And one thing in travel and tourism industry is always this is a job that needs attention, careful attention, always. There is always some amount of stress that is being noticed. You need to confirm the seat, the hotel rooms have to be made available. If it is waiting list, you use all your possible contacts to get the seat clear. If the rooms are not available, then you try to find out because your customer is looking for a specific hotel for stay. So all this bring in a little bit of stress. And those who can bear this stress, of course, then only he or she is a suitable candidate, because professionalism also bring in these things into someone's growth. A well-planned, executed recruitment and selection procedure in tour operation can prove crucial for your organization. So very much steps that HR department does, well-planning, identifying, clarifying, identifying the role that you expect the person to be playing, and offering services has to be spelled out categorically and crucially. So if the right kind of a people is selected, oriented, and trained for these jobs, result would be better than your expectation. Of course, you can train. You can bring skills. You can bring skills of handling customer, closing the sale, business sale. All these are related to hiring and recruitment. So understanding the operation, we look at it several days before the pre-arrival day. You should cross-check that the required kind of transport has been booked. Now we are looking into the activities that an inbound tour operator has to do. So a group of 20 people are arriving at 2 a.m. at Chhatrapati Shivaji Airport in Mumbai. Example. So you must ensure that the transfer vehicle, be a bus, bigger bus, or vehicles are accordingly booked as per what the client has requested. Detail onto that. Staff using the most appropriate transport. I identify. If there's a group of 20 people, then a bus that can accommodate 20 people. There should be more space because at time their luggages need to be adjusted in the vehicle itself, because the undercarriage may not be able to take so much of luggage. So that is how right type of a transport, then arrangement of that, including the staff that has to go, and the quality of the vehicle that has been provided should be clean, not with a foul smell. And all the utilities, say for example, air conditioning possibly working and nothing which is broken, it should be cleaned up if it was used by some other passengers earlier, then everything properly emptied out, all trash is removed, and so on. And good manager, supervisor, it is your responsibility to ensure that hotel rooms required shall be made available on arrival. Yes, hotel rooms are reserved for them so that after a long 5 to 7 hours flight, what a guest needs is to immediately check into a hotel room, relax, have a shower, put the feet up, and then be ready for exploring further as per the itinerary book. So these are requirements, and all these need a qualified professional staff that has to be hired. Because any slight negligence in hiring a right type of staff would result into loss of business and customers, unsatisfied customers. Inbound, some of the other precaution that has to be taken care in inbound, take precaution at the point to gain a first impression of your company, since you will not get another chance to repair your impression. And that is what you have to do. If you see, if you happen to go to airports, you would possibly see a lot of hotel staff standing with a placard exhibiting the name of their guest, be it is an international hotel brand or a standalone hotel. So the staff well groomed, standing, not, you know, putting up ugly looks, unshaved face, or a foul smell of sweat coming out of it. So these are the first impression, because once the tourists come out of the immigration after collecting the baggage, the first person they meet is the one who has come to pick them up at the airport and taking them as a transport. And that matters a lot, because that's the first impression of your service that is offered. So staff that is sent to airport should be not only well-groomed, but well-mannered as well. Your staff should be clean, neat, very well groomed. And very well groomed refers to the personal hygiene as well. Your staff should be wearing a badge that identifies him or her. If in case of any complaint, sometime you need not ask, because you can always read the name on the badge that a staff is wearing. In case if you are happy with the service, you can also pick up and put up a recommendation of that staff, and that happens, and that also has given a lot of staff promotion because of the recommendations they got. If possible, your staff can wear a uniform, since this also helps your client to easily recognize and trust the staff deputed. So inbound tour operation, moving further, other aspect or the functional areas to be taken care of is passengers identification. So as I said, they would be standing at the airport to receive the guests at the railway station or at the airport. So they need to identify. So they would write, "Welcome Mr. and Mrs. Paul." And Mr. and Mrs. Paul will come to that. So you would say, "Okay, yes, you are Mr. and Mrs. Paul. Sir, can I see your voucher for transfer?" And they would possibly come up and show, "Yes, this is my voucher." That itself is an identification for you to see that, yes, they are Mr. and Mrs. Likewise, departure transfer, arrival transfer, and departure transfer has to be done professionally as well. You just can't say, "Okay, now this person has had a wonderful holiday. Now he's going back. We will not be having any linkage with him or her because they are departing." No, the similar professionalism has to be exhibited even for departing passengers. Another area that has to be monitored, such as, we say in the next slide, managing finance. Many a time you have to manage finance. For example, at times certain things are to be paid in local currency. For example, entrance fees. Because entrance fees are the third party money that has to be collected. So many a time tourists pay in cash, especially in the third world country, when foreign exchange money, entrance fees are collected in foreign exchange and not in local currency. So managing that, understanding the functions of the role, managing finance also refers to what money, different type of finance management. And understanding the function and the role of airlines, transport, and government agency, etc. You must be fully aware of yes and no's by governmental laws. For example, if you are visiting Gujarat or Bihar, you cannot consume alcohol in public. Even otherwise, in Gujarat, you don't find it's totally prohibited country. Do not, a tourist need not go into all illegal activities by asking for alcohol. Just an example. So that is a regulation by government that has to be honored, and that staff who would be responsible would have to manage this as well. Do not promise anything which is not legal. This is what a good staff has to always do. Sir, we love to help you, but according to the local rules and regulation, this is not allowed in this particular state, this particular city, or in this particular situation. We would definitely love to help, but let us see how we can help you. And then, of course, you can always suggest that possibly this is not allowed. You can always have some soft drink and so on and so forth. Just an example. Always ready to handle difficult situation. Suddenly, sudden road strikes, you find some political moment happening, certain services being discontinued. I remember when I visited ITB, International Tourism Bosse, in Berlin, Germany. There was a local transport strike on the day ITB started. So it resulted into chaos because the local transport, which was in form of buses and trains, were all stopped. That resulted into major issues. So this type of strike, if it happens for tourists, it has to be handled because this is a crisis management. Likewise, health problem, political unrest, etc. And of course, using the technology in business operation, which we have spoken in detail, anything from virtual reality to social media or to chatbot or messages going to other sources. Now we look at the operation of outbound tour operator. The package tour department specializes in providing facilities to only those passengers who intend to travel abroad. And this may cover the following. Outbound tour operators, which are in any country, for example, in India, they will provide those who would approach them for asking their services. So documentation section would look into how is your validity of passport? Is it valid for more than 6 months from the date you are traveling abroad? Does it need renewal? If it is less than 6 months, you can always renew it. Likewise, visa. This department particularly focuses on travel-related formalities and documents required for any type of overseas travel. Travel insurance is important for getting many international visas. If you don't have a travel insurance, possibly you will not be issued an international visa, referring to Schengen visas, Australian visa, and many such visas. So it is important to have all documentation in order. The outbound package tour department specializes in providing facilities to only those passengers. So visa section I mentioned about is they take care of this. Visas are not always processed by the consulate and embassies. There are agencies who have been appointed by embassies and consulate, though the final authority still sits with the consulates and embassies. But other documentation, for example, fingerprints, all other details, collection of forms, submission of form, are done by, example here is VFS, that collects and handles almost 40 plus visas of different countries. So final issuance would happen only by consulate or embassy, but they procure document. So you need to know all that. Also, with regard to reservation, passport I mentioned, like TCS are handling passports. Of course, the final question and authority to issue passport, renew passport, sit with the passport office. So in TCS offices, you always have a passport officer sitting who will question you looking at your document. So that is also important. And then, of course, reservation. This is in outbound department. Whatever services that you are being requested need to be booked. Suppose someone has asked for a hotel, that has to be booked. It cannot wait. If all your finance has been managed, you have been, the passenger has paid the price for it, you need to book it and make arrangement into all element of what services are being asked for. then marketing techniques is important, because strategies for tourism services are not much different than the marketing of any other product, be it is a consumer good that we buy online. Likewise, tourism products are also sold online. So these marketing strategies are related to the appropriate application of marketing principle, and that refers with 8 P's. And what those alphabet P's stand for here: marketing strategy to take care of your product that you are marketing, the price that you are putting up, what promotional mix, which we saw in the previous chapter, you are picking up in selling your product, and the process, which also termed as the marketing mix. And the principle for marketing tour packages vary both in inbound and outbound tour operator, because inbound, you are not much concerned with the documentation, because the tourists do come with a visa. You have to only ensure that the stay doesn't exceed the time allocated on visa. If someone has been issued visa upon arrival, generally the validity is 15 days. If you need a lengthy visa of 30 days or more, then you have to apply at the consulate before traveling, and so on. So all this in inbound they check, but outbound, the document checks are totally different that we have seen now. So they have to, and then marketing those packages. Now marketing inbound tour focuses on popularizing your product. You have to make noise in various promotional mix about your product. Let the inbound tourists sitting in an outside country know about your product. What are you offering them? Generating countries to attract tourists. Therefore, emphasis is on developing market program, targeting, achieving the goal. So you talk to those type of, you possibly go in international media to promote your product and attract, or have a linkage with your supplier in that particular country where you would like to attract your tourists for, or may have your own marketing agency or outsourcing it. So if you want to succeed in inbound tour operation, you are required to make effort for getting direct access to overseas market. So overseas market approach is nowadays is not difficult, because there is internet service available, you have your own web portal and various technology that are available to go into international market. Also linkages, you arrange, you tie up with different international tour operators to connect and to sell your product. So that all needs the marketing of your inbound tour in a foreign market. Marketing inbound tour operators should also center around quality. And quality is monitored at every step. Many countries have tourism law that protects a tourist not only in their home country, but anything that is not delivered in accordance with the service assured at that quality can be challenged in the home country for services not offered in another country, because the tourism law of that country promises that. So include product designing, development, and product delivery promotion. So we are looking at the quality. Quality should be assured in all this, the type of product that you are offering, the promises that you are making, and the delivery of that product that you have advertised. The post-delivery efforts are making an impact on your overall marketing philosophy, whether you gather feedback and analyze. So even feedback post-tour completion plays an important role, because tourists may open up with whatever hiccups that he or she has experienced while holidaying would help you to rectify those shortfalls and bring in further good service provided to your next clientele. like inbound operation for outbound marketing tours, increasing and ever changing, particularly in developing countries like India. Now we look at how the outbound tours are marketed. For example, films play a vital role in promising any destination, many new destinations. How can we forget the role of Yash Raj films, or for that matter, any such? Yash Chopra, who was brand ambassador for Switzerland, he shot many of his movies in Switzerland, and they brought Switzerland as a home known name in India. During those days when movies were shot in Switzerland by Yash Raj film, the destination Switzerland boomed. Good number of tourists traveled. Of course, now it has become an expensive destination. And likewise, shooting of various movies. I'm giving you an example. Dil Chahta Hai was shot in Australia. Many movies were shot in Thailand. For that matter, in Sri Lanka, Seychelles, Maldives, Mauritius, Europe. How can we forget? So films play an important role in promoting outbound tours drastically, not to forget the tourist channels that many international televisions run accordingly to promote that. We do have CNN Travel, we have BBC Travel on international platform, and likewise we do have some area of promoting through film. I mentioned quite a few names of destination that. How can you forget this movie of Shah Rukh Khan that was shot in Croatia very recently, about 5-7 years back? Totally new destination. Old movies, films like Sangam, which was shot in Switzerland, Germany, and Paris. There was a movie named Evening in Paris, Love in Tokyo. All these movies of 35, 40, 50 years back, they brought in and played an important role in promoting a destination, providing ground for outbound tour operators to promote the destination. So while marketing the ever-increasing popular size of the market, you have to keep in mind that different in your approach. So you don't have to just go what traditional ways are. You have to bring in your product, price, quality, and knowledge of your product. So in another word, for any product, be it Singapore, Malaysia, Dubai, Istanbul, Switzerland, you must familiarize yourself and your marketing staff with these destinations. The more they know, and that is why many of these destinations offer fam trip, familiarization trip, where the particular selling staff would be sent in learning about the destination. Not to forget the videos that are available, or the tourism board when they come in destination promotion, they talk about it, and a tour operator or the staff go and visit and talk face to face to those type of suppliers who come in from them. So that is a learning process and marketing and managing your product. So only then, after learning such and attending so many travel shows, learning about the product through familiarization trip, reading about them, all would result into convincing the destination to your customer. A customer buys a product if there is an endorsement of some form from someone, either through various customer view or a written format or a video where someone is talking and appreciating the services and the destination. With that, we come to an end of our lecture. Thank you very much. You were listening to Professor Sheikh Rahmatullah.